Two in-state pipeline projects under investigation would bring natural gas to the interior. NSTAR is looking into piping gas from the Brooks Range through Fairbanks to Anchorage, while the Alaska Natural Gas Development Authority is pursuing a line from Cook Inlet to Fairbanks. NSTAR spokesman Curtis Thayer says his company is in talks with Anadarko Petroleum about tapping the Gubik gas field in the foothills of the Brooks Range, about 100 miles south of Prudhoe Bay.
Anadarko is cautiously optimistic, but they are looking if the gas is there to justify a line. We anticipate that by 2014, 15, 16, in that time period, we could have gas flowing to South Central Alaska and most likely Fairbanks before that.
Thayer says NSTAR needs a 3 trillion cubic foot gas reserve to make the project a go. He says Gubik gas has qualities that would make it cheaper to handle.
The Gubik gas looks to be a dry gas. The tests are still being done, but a dry gas means there is not a conditioning plant that you would need if you were on the North Slope, because they have wet gas, which actually is a cost savings to the end user because it's just one less expense that they have to pay. Cook Inlet has dry gas. We almost pump it directly from the field to somebody's home without going through a treatment plant. And Gubik gas is very similar, so that's a good sign.
Thayer says NSTAR is also talking with Doyon about a gas from the Nenana Basin. He says the pipeline project is needed to make up for the declining supply from Cook Inlet. The state's Alaska Natural Gas Development Authority, or ANGDA, is betting on increased production from Cook Inlet. ANGDA Director Harold Hines says Cook Inlet can meet in-state demand if there's new exploration and development.
Just go ahead and drill more wells, if I can put it that way. I think I've heard that somewhere.
Hines says the state agency's long-planned gas line spur has evolved into a project that could run in reverse until a larger North Slope export line is constructed. The ANGDA project would run from Cook Inlet to Delta Junction with a temporary line to Fairbanks. Hines says it's a way to meet short-term demand in the interior.
The work we've done says that the best thing for Alaska and, frankly, the best thing for Fairbanks is to have the big pipeline bringing a large volume of North Slope gas through this area. But, unfortunately, that's 10, 12-plus years out. And so on a fill-the-gap basis, we think as soon as 5 or 6 years from now, we could have a combination of the spur pipeline we've been working on and some plastic pipe, and we could actually bring Cook Inlet gas from the Beluga field all the way up through Glen Allen, Delta Junction, and bring it to Fairbanks.
Hines says natural gas would provide an alternative to higher-priced oil, especially for electricity generation. Hines says natural gas, unlike oil, would not be susceptible to international supply and price fluctuations.
The United States, uniquely of all the countries in the world, has a huge resource base of gas that is untapped. So every time the price goes up by some increment, then all over the United States, whether it be in Texas or the East Coast or wherever, they look at opportunities they know of. And some of them all of a sudden become economic, and that moderates the price increase.
ANGDA recently put out a request for proposals for preparation of an environmental impact statement for its $1 billion-plus gas line project. Hines says the state would share investment in the project with the private sector, and NSTAR's $3.3 billion bullet line is envisioned as an entirely privately financed endeavor.